حسن انا ما ارشد عنه ما هو الانسان وحش مع الحاج.
The current regime is highly paranoid and highly repressive. So they passed an anti-terror law, for instance, which is very wide ranging, very sweeping. And so many, many things now in Egypt can be considered crimes of terrorism. For them, akhbar kadhiba or false news just simply means anything that, you know, contradicts the regime. They shut down, you know, opposition media outlets and now run an authoritarian media apparatus, right? But the one thing they can't control as easily is individual social media accounts, right? People. Has considerable leeway in how long they can keep people in pre-trial detention and then basically continue to renew those detentions. So people can actually be in jail for quite a long time without being even going to trial. And that's one of the many tools of intimidation that the regime is able to use. Reports that they're kind of just taking people's phones to monitor content, to see what posts people are liking, what people are writing on social media or posting on social media. And so it's really a kind of an Orwellian situation in Egypt. And it's very unfortunate because after the 2011 uprising, there was obviously a lot of hope and aspiration for real democratic change. But that has all been rolled back. And really, the environment now is more repressive than even the Mubarak era environment was.